left hip down to the knee, still on vague fire, a fist in my mid-back that won't unclench. Right leg is concrete all the way to my foot, which, even though it's in the air, is still screaming, as if crushed by some terrible weight. I picture the leg of a chair pressing onto my foot, a chair being sat on by a very fat man. The fat man is a sadist. He is smiling at me. His smile says, "I shall sit here forever, here with you on the third floor of this dubious college, where you are dubiously employed. Theater studies, aka one of two sad concrete rooms in the English department. Your office, I presume? Rather shabby." Downstairs, in the sorry excuse for a theater, they're waiting for me. Where is Miss Fitch already? She should be here by now, shouldn't she? Rehearsals begin, well, now. Maybe she's sick or something. Maybe she's drunk or on drugs or something. Maybe she went insane. I picture them, my students, sitting on the stage, swinging long, pliant legs over the edge. Young faces glowing with health as though they were spawned by the sun itself, waiting for my misshapen body to hobble through the double doors, quietly cursing my name as we speak, about to declare mutiny any minute now. But not so long as I lie here, staring at this drug commercial woman's believe-me-about-my-pain face, a face I myself have made before a number of people. Men in white lab coats with fat, dead-eyed nurses hovering silently behind them. Men in blue polo shirts who are ever ready to play me the cartoon again about pain being in the brain. Men in blue scrubs who have injected shots into my spine and who have access to Valium. Bambi-ish medical assistants who have diligently taken my case history with ballpoint pens, but then eventually dropped their pens as I kept talking and talking, their big eyes going blank as they got lost in the dark woods of my story. "For a long time, I had no hope," the woman in the drug commercial says now. "But then my doctor prescribed me Erratica." And then on the screen, there appears a cylindrical pill backlit by a wondrous white light. The pill is half the yellow of Fast Food America, half the institutional blue of a physical therapist's polo shirt. "I believe it would help you," my physiatrist once said of this very drug, his student scribe typing our conversation into a laptop in a corner, looking up at me now and then with fear. I was standing up because I couldn't physically sit at the time, hovering over both of them like a wind-warped tree. I still have a sample pack of the drug somewhere in my underwear drawer, amid the thongs and lacy tights I don't wear anymore, because I am dead on the inside. Now I attempt to hit the play button in the bottom left corner of the YouTube screen to skip past this hideous ad to the video I actually want to watch. Act 1, Scene 1 of All's Well That Ends Well, the play we are staging this term. Helen's crucial soliloquy. Nothing. Still the image of the blue and yellow pill suspended in midair, spinning. "Your video will play after ad," it reads in a small box in the bottom corner of the screen. No choice. No choice then but to lie here and listen to how there is hope thanks to Erratica, the one pill I didn't try because the side effects scared me more than the pain. No choice but to watch the bad actress bicycle in the idyllic afternoon of the drug commercial with a blandly handsome man who I presume is her fake husband. He is dressed in a reassuring plaid. He reminds me of the male torso on the brawny paper towels I buy out of wilted lust. Also of my ex-husband, Paul. Except that this man is smiling at his fake wife, not shaking his head, not saying, "Miranda, I'm at a loss." Knock, knock at my door.
"Miranda?"
I take a drag of my cigarette. Date night now, apparently.